Okay, we bring you now a bilingual piece with Gerardo Robledillo that we taped on Skype. He's in Prague, but he's from Spain. He's the creator of a website called Expatistan, or Expatistan, that gives you comparisons between the prices and the cost of living of different cities that expats may be interested in moving to. It's a very good resource. It's a great resource for making decisions before choosing one city or the other. He starts in Spanish explaining how Expatistan was born.
Yo soy originalmente de Madrid, en España, pero desde hace 7-8 años he vivido en varios países europeos. Primero en Praga, luego en Frankfurt, volví a estar en España y luego vuelta a Praga. Entonces, en cada uno de estos movimientos, cada vez que me movía siempre salía sin la misma duda. ¿Cuánto cuesta la vida? Porque claro, te encuentras un trabajo, te ofrecen un sueldo y no sabes si ese sueldo es bueno o es malo, si vas a ganar calidad de vida, si vas a perder calidad de vida.
You basically created the website so that people who want to move around the world will know whether or not their salary that they're being offered for temporary or even permanent work is really what they need to be able to live. Because, yeah, I mean, a lot of people who move around the world, they say yes or no, they have an expectation of way too high or way too low, and it's very hard to make a determination.
Exactly. The first time I moved here, I was offered 40,000 crowns. I had no idea whatsoever what 40,000 crowns would buy me.
Right.
And when you make the exchange straight, it was almost like half the salary we're making in Madrid. I was like, no way. But at the end, the company convinced me and showed me some resources. You really need to know not so much how much money straight you're doing, but five that will buy you in the place where you're going. And there
right.
was nothing for that.
So. Right.
¿Y Buenos Aires conoces? ¿Has estado?
No he estado en Buenos Aires, actualmente.
Bueno, háblanos de Buenos Aires en términos de costo y de conveniencia en este momento. ¿Cómo está?
Pues, si miramos al índice, está más o menos en la mitad. Está al mismo precio, más o menos, que Praga. Sale el coste de la vida es más o menos el mismo que en Praga. Uso Praga como ancla, porque es el valor medio del índice.
En este momento, ¿cuál es el punto más atractivo para ir? Que ofrezca todo, que sea barato y a la vez que...
Yeah, where's paradise, Fair wants to know.
Yeah, that's a difficult question. Because if you look only at how much good life you can get, that would be Southeast Asia. India, Pakistan, maybe even the Philippines.
Gerardo, pero escúchame. Escúchame, esto que decís, que conviene Southeast Asia, ¿esto conviene si trabajás para una empresa extranjera y ganás en dólares, euros o libras esterlinas?
Pues, si estás ganando tu salario de Londres, digamos, o europeo, y tu empresa te manda al sudeste de Asia con tu salario base de Europa, eso es muy atractivo, porque los costes son muy bajos allí y tú vas con un salario europeo. Ahora, si estás haciendo un salario local, que es la mayoría de los casos actualmente, salvo que seas un alto directivo o algo así, el este de Europa y Sudamérica son más atractivos, porque la relación entre salario y coste de vida es mucho mejor que la que hay en el sudeste de Asia, por ejemplo.
¿Sudamérica, qué países específicamente?
Pues es un poco difícil de decir, porque Expatistán recoge el costo de vida, pero no recoge salarios medios. Juntando un poco de mis conocimientos y lo que comenta la gente, porque hay mucho feedback, la verdad, hay mucha gente que me escribe, parece que Colombia y Brasil, hasta hace poco, pero últimamente está volviendo más caro, son buenos sitios para ir, para ir ahora mismo, para que el salario te llegue lejos.
Yeah, what about the intangibles? What about the non-quantifiable data, like quality of life, you know? How easy is it to adapt to...
Cosas para hacer.
Yeah, things to do. I mean, I was in Thailand recently, and Thailand seemed to me, in terms of cost of living, incredibly accessible. Food is really cheap, you know, massages, rent, clothing, everything is really, really cheap. But I also got the feeling that it would be very, very hard to live there as a foreigner because the language is very difficult. If you look Western, obviously you don't fit in there, period. How do you account for things like that?
That's extremely difficult to account for in a quantitative way. That's really subjective. I'm always trying to find ways to incorporate that kind of information. But at the moment, Expatistan is actually only telling you about the hard cost of living money. But it's really difficult to find an objective measure of it and to compare it in a table. At the end, it will always be about your personal experience and whether you value more being able to go out at night or having good schools.
Bueno, entonces vamos al lugar más barato y al más caro. ¿Cuáles son?
Vale, pues el lugar más barato ahora mismo del índice es Hyderabad, en la India.
¿Pero qué hay ahí? ¿Se da para vivir ahí?
There's probably curry there, and there's, I don't know, there's call centers and stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess. And the thing is, places are cheap for a reason, and places are expensive for a reason. Usually, places where people want to live, they're expensive. And if they're very cheap, well, probably there's a reason for that. It's not so many people wanting to move there.
Pero Buenos Aires, por ejemplo, Buenos Aires hace 5 años, más o menos, mm-hmm. antes de que empezara la inflación a adquirir un nivel de 20-25% por año, era barato y seguía trayendo mucha gente desde el comienzo de la década.
Mm-hmm. Sí, siempre hay singularidades, como si queremos decirlo. Por eso vivo en Praga. Es uno de los motivos.
This is a very database approach as well. So there's always exceptions because you have outliers, exactly. Basically.
Exactly, and always they say in the long term everything will be everything will reach its appropriate point.
Right, but it'll all normalize in the long term.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so, I totally agree because I think here in Buenos Aires, you know, we have this inflation thing, which really is normalizing the cost of living. Because you know, when I got here 8 years ago, it was so incredibly cheap.
Give him a number.
It
an
was
example.
A joke. I mean, you could have a full steak dinner with a beautiful Argentine steak, a bottle of wine, side dishes, and dessert for $8 US.
Yeah.
You know, the first apartment room that I rented a room in a 3-bedroom apartment. It cost me $150 a month. And that was a nice apartment in a good neighborhood.
And now that same dinner, that same $8 dinner
same
would cost
$8
you
dinner
in
would
dollars.
Probably cost me about $20 to $25 US, and the apartment would probably cost around, I would guess, $300 or so. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a pretty quick rise.
Yeah, I'm experiencing the very similar thing here in Prague. We don't have the inflation problems that you have in Argentina. But
fuckers.
Still, you can. It was already expensive for what it was 12 years ago. But, for example, dinners would be like one-third, one-fourth cheaper. Flats would be like half the price. German people, Austrian people are saying that Prague and the Czech Republic is cheaper. So they come here, they start buying things, and they start pushing prices up, and then over the long term, it will tend to equalize. But for the time being, Prague is still way cheaper than the surrounding countries and cities, and still, it's really nice and really livable. So that's the thing.
En Europa, ¿es Praga, según el índice, el mejor lugar?
El mejor. Es uno de los más baratos.
Me quedaste por decir la más cara. Me dijiste que ahí en India Hyderabad es la más barata y en el otro extremo.
Pues en el otro extremo está Tokio, por supuesto.
Siempre Tokio, ¿no?
Siempre Tokio. Está en competición Tokio.
Well, that's always surprising that Oslo is up there. Why is Oslo on the list?
Well, I have some Norwegian friends, and I happen to know that because of the oil and gas industry.
All the rich people are making it hard for everybody else.
Sí, pero
yeah, well, actually, everyone in Norway has to be rich because they kind of share their oil and gas income somehow because they are this Scandinavian nice kind of social democracy, and everyone is has a lot of money there. Like,
sí, pero es más aburrido que la mierda, por eso se van todos a vivir a Londres.
Eso sí, eso también.
No pasa nada. Yo en Londres viví y estaba lleno de escandinavos que se iban porque no tenían nada que hacer.
Sí, cierto. Todos los escandinavos que conozco yo también los he conocido fuera de... Están todos encantados de estar en España, de estar en Praga o de estar en Frankfurt. Cierto.
Vamos a hacerlo, lo hago con vos y me explicás qué significa. Pongo New York de un lado, New York City y Buenos Aires. Y me sale... food, me sale un número rojo para arriba que dice 64% más. ¿Eso qué significa?
That means New York City is 64% more expensive than Buenos Aires when it comes to food.
That's right. That means like you would need basically 64% more money to buy the same amount of food or the same quality.
Ahora, el único número verde que está para abajo es clothes, 23% mm-hmm. menos.
Yeah, New York is cheaper to buy clothes than Buenos Aires, 23%.
That's actually something that comes up a lot from with Argentinians writing me like, what's up with the clothes?
Yeah.
Well, actually, if you compare with New York City and usually American cities, but New York City especially, they're especially cheap when it comes to electronics and clothes. Also for food, but not so much. But when it comes to electronics and clothes, they are very cheap. One of the cheaper countries.
Sí, pero el housing en Nueva York es 235% más caro, así que te podés comprar muchísima ropa y hacerte una buena carpa y vivir ahí.
muchas capas de abrigos para poder vivir en el.
Go to Zuccotti Park and protest in very good clothing.
The Buenos Aires Podcast.
BA Cast.
BA Cast.